The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
AM 970 presents Eye on Real Estate. This is your premier source for real estate information. From the hot properties in the tri-state to the latest in real estate market trends. From mortgage news to answers to all of your real estate questions, you'll be in the know with help from the experts. Call now, 866-970-9622. 866-970-9622. Now, here's your host for Eye on Real Estate, Douglas Elliman's CEO, Dottie Herman.
Good morning. I'm Dottie Herman, and you're listening to Eye on Real Estate. We're the only show on talk radio that's all about real estate and the many things that have to do about real estate, which is just about everything. From buying to selling, legal problems, financing, how to deal with rowdy neighbors, co-living, crowdfunding. I could go on and on and on and on. We can even tell you what color to paint your front door to make it more appealing to buyers. Please pick up your phone, any questions, and call us at 866-970-9622. Attorney Andrew Lieb is with us. Andrew is a real estate attorney with a major practice in New York and Long Island and is such an expert on real estate law that he is also very busy lecturing and teaching real estate law to agents and brokers. There are a few attorneys as well-versed, or you can't find them as well-versed. If you have a problem or a legal question you'd like answered about real estate, give us a ring at 866-970-9622. And our old faithful and financial expert, Ace 102 Part, is here today, and Ace is the vice president with Citizens Bank. I'd like to take a moment to first to thank Citizens Bank for their continued support of this show. Citizens is one of the nation's oldest and largest financial institutions. They are the third largest originator of loans in the Northeast, and it's a great place to apply for a mortgage or home equity, or with the interest rates the way they are now, or refinance, which is what I'm doing. They also help their customers by providing an integrated experience that includes mobile and online banking 24/7, anytime that you wish. They have about 3,200 ATMs and approximately 1,150 branches. So you can give Ace a call at 866-970-9622 with your mortgage questions, or go to citizensbank.com. That's citizensbank.com online anytime. At the top of the second hour, we're going to be talking with Mike Conti, one of the most knowledgeable insurance experts in New York. We're going to talk about spring cleaning for your insurance policies. And if you own a home, rent an apartment, or sleep in your car, Mike Conti is the man with all the answers to all your insurance problems. Doesn't matter where you live, okay? So please give us a ring at 866-970-9622. Now, as you know, today is February 15th. It's the day after Valentine's Day. So I hope those of you who celebrated Valentine's Day had a great Valentine's Day. But it's also, I don't know if you knew this, Ace and Andrew, it's also National Singles Awareness Day. To remind us that there's nothing wrong with being single.
Well, that's true.
True, right? There are several. There might even be some benefits to being unattached. Singles can come and go as they please. They don't need to consult with a spouse. It's easier to keep things, you know, together. They can do what they want when they want it. They don't have to fight over which side of the bed to sleep on. Singles also tend to be more self-reliant and involved in their communities. And singles come in all ages, despite the images. Oh, well, yesteryears when it was an image like if you weren't married by 35, by 30, you were a spinster. And I remember when I was a little girl, I used to play old maid. I don't know if you, well, Ace, you're too young. But they used to have a little card game, and you would lose if you got stuck with the old maid. And the old maid was a woman who was never married and single, and they called her the old maid. So it's a whole different story today, and I think Sex and the City might have also had a lot to do with that. But if you're single, no sweat. Sometimes you'd like to be single. Sometimes you like to be married. It's whatever works is what you should do. I always tell you
go
what
with
happened.
The flow,
on, you go with the flow. That's the way it is.
It.
On this day, I tell you what happens on this day. And this is one of my favorite singers, actresses. But Bette Midler bailed 7 members of her entourage out of jail. Okay, which I didn't know. My writer had put it in. Okay, I love Bette Midler. I was honored. She does the whole thing for the parks in the city. And we had her, Douglas Elliman, as a keynote speaker at one of our get-togethers throughout the country, and she was great. I didn't know they were arrested on cocaine. Well, and marijuana. Well, they won't be able to get arrested on marijuana soon, right? Soon that'll be passé. But Bette Midler is probably one of the best. I loved all her movies. I loved her songs. I just love her. I think she's great. On this day in 1995, the Dow Jones closed at a record 3,986. And you're really going to want to know this fact when you go to a party. That in 1965, John Lennon passed his driving test. Now, Ace, I think you should use that. You should tell people. They'll think, what? And if you were born today, you share your birthday with Susan B. Anthony, the famous. You know how she was famous and born in 1820. So those are the things that happened on this day. And for a little real estate trivia, because it's freezing out, so when you think of freezing, I want to think of the opposite, housewarming. But housewarming parties were what they gave to people when they bought a house. They would have a housewarming party. And in the old days, what guests really brought firewood as gifts and lit fires in all the fireplaces in the home. I guess they didn't have heat then, so they had to use the fireplaces. Obviously, this warmed up the place for the family, but it was also believed that it warded off evil spirits. Uninhabited homes were thought to attract roaming ghosts, or ghosts that really didn't go to the other side yet. And we've had a couple of people call up the show to say they had ghosts in their homes, so who knows? So a new home would have to be rid of that bad energy before it could be a happy abode. And so that's how we got the word housewarming. They actually warmed their houses. And you can need a warm house today because it is cold. I have a whole bunch of interesting things to talk about today, but I have that they did a survey and they found out that almost half of the homeowners plan to move in this decade. Now, the decade's 10 years, so that's a survey from, I guess, LendingTree. And I don't know when you do surveys if they really are accurate or not. I don't know who they picked to ask these questions. But it said 30% are moving to an area with lower cost of living, 28% are moving to an area with better job prospects, and 21% are moving to be closer to their children. This was a national survey. And then following the trend of aging in place, the silent generation, which is age 75 and up, said there's absolutely no reason they would buy a new home within the next decade. Well, I don't want to say anything, but I guess I understand why they don't want to buy a new home. If at that point, maybe you should rent. The life expectancy is now, I think, in the 80s, isn't it? I think it's like 83 or 82. And
That's pretty good. But I didn't know they were called the silent generation. I think that's the most interesting part. I had no idea we had a generation called the silent. They should be loud. Let's start talking.
Well, you know what? In my opinion, it's a special generation. My dad was in that generation. And I'll never forget when he told me, you know, when you give somebody a handshake, that's your word. And you don't have to sign a paper. You just give them a handshake, and that means your word and your – and they – I don't think they had credit cards then, so they paid, you know, everything. They didn't want to have bills. And they were very respectful of the country and of – they were just very respectful, like respect your teachers, respect older people. I'm not sure if there's a lot of respect for anything anymore. But they were, you know, they were a big generation, and that's who really started a lot of the suburbs, because after World War II, I think that's when they came out with the GI Bill. And Ace, isn't the GI Bill No Money Down?
Yeah, it's No Money Down, Dottie. And I wanted to talk about the silent generation, right? I give them so much kudos because they really laid the foundation for real estate. I mean, you know, they were the ones that bought. And, you know, they're the ones with the most equity in today's marketplace, too. So,
yeah, they bought, and they, a lot of them, you know, came from the cities, and they bought, you know, they went out to the suburbs. And don't forget, yeah, they had cars, and they were able to get financing. And they wanted to give their kids a better life, you know, and they worked hard to really get their kids to wherever they thought that they should be. And so they are a great generation, and they are respectful. And I don't know, people are living longer now. So, you know, people are moving. But at 75, I think after that, I mean, maybe it's time to just rent. I mean, you don't need the upkeep, yeah, of a house or a condo.
They should get a 30-year mortgage at 75. I think that's the way to go for sure.
Well,
Andrew.
Yeah. And I have a home in Southampton, and so I have a new neighbor. Listen to this. Well, I don't mean that they're next door to me, but a pair of royals are turning a Southampton mansion into a palace.
Wow.
Marie Chantal Miller, the British-born Crown Princess of Greece, and her husband, the Crown Prince Pavlos, have purchased a 13,000-square-foot Southampton estate for $16.5 million. Sounds cheap, I guess. They got a good price for that big a house. The sales price marks a hefty discount. Oh, I was right. Nearly 40% drop from the original $27 million asking price in 2009. I guess it's been on the market for a while. The following year, it saw a relisting in 2012. So, okay, listen to this, because sometimes I wonder about people. It was originally on the market for $27 million in 2009, okay? Then it was relisted in 2012, 3 years later, for 25. Oh, you know, a little price, 25.8. All right. The price dropped to $19 million in 2017. Before rising, $3 million in 2018, they moved it up. They couldn't sell it then at $19 million, so they raised it in 2018 to $22 million. And I always wonder, when people don't sell and they raise their price, why they do that. But in any event, the couples will have 10 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms, and it's set on almost 3.5 acres. And, well, let me put it this way. I tell you, it's a good time to buy. And if you get conflicted because you read, and I think I just did something on television saying that the entry-level markets, the first-time buyer markets, there would be different prices depending on which city you live in. That is where there's no inventory. There's a lot more inventory at the very high end. So if you have that kind of money, you could make a deal, because it's an election year. And, you know, there's politics involved. And people, you know, many times those are not people that need to buy a house. Those, they just want to buy something. They have houses already usually. And sometimes people just stand on the sidelines and just say, let me wait. And others take advantage of times. Oh.
Dottie, I got to ask you quickly. Dottie, I got a question. What are you bringing as a welcome gift to the neighborhood, to these royals? Are you going to bake a pie or something?
Yeah, of course.
Because I think you got to go to their house and welcome them to the community. And I don't know what's appropriate for a royal.
I never thought about that. Yeah, what would be appropriate? What do you think?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never had.
They have everything. Now you have a neighbor that's a princess. Like, you need to go over there, Dottie, and welcome them.
Well, yeah, I'll just walk a couple of. I don't know. They're not far. But truthfully, I don't know. I've never met a royal.
We're gonna have to whip something up. Maybe a pie, local pie, or maybe Tate's cookies. They would like Tate's cookies. Those are delicious.
There's no one who doesn't like Tate's cookies. I don't know anyone who doesn't like it. I'll have to think of something. If you think of something, let me know. Well,
yeah,
have to go over and give them a royal welcome, right?
Royal welcome, exactly. I'll be there, Dottie.
Okay,
it's great.
You know, everyone complains about San Francisco, and San Francisco's cheapest real estate listing is a parking spot. and it's $100,000. It's no secret that it's a premium. It's $100,000, and anyone who's eager to own a piece of the city can get their own spot, and you get a parking spot. You don't get a house. You just get a spot. And I guess that's valuable if you live in San Francisco. To put that into perspective, the median home value in New York City is about $649, I think between there and $700, while the national median is $244. So residential properties near parking spots are listed on Zillow for between a much higher price. It's just like, if you live in the cities, transportation rules. If you buy a subway or you buy a train, it makes the price go up because people rely on mass transit. And you know what I heard, Ace and Andrew, I heard that eventually there won't be any people driving.
Really?
Yeah, they experimented with they're building a little city where you can't have cars because it's out west somewhere. They're building a little city where you don't have cars because most people will use Uber and things of that nature.
And those scooters, Dottie, they love those scooters. Tell me yes.
Yes, and they're coming to the city. And all I want to say is, listen, it's bad enough with the bicycle lanes. And I love bicycles, and I think, you know, in certain areas it's great to have bicycle lanes. But I think you'll hear later there's been a lot of accidents. And I think people on bicycles need to take a test before they get them, okay? Because
I like that.
You have to take
a driver's test. Yeah.
And these people don't know how, you know, half of them don't know how to ride a bicycle, or they think they're in the country somewhere. So I think that they should have to take a defensive course in bicycle riding. Especially if you're going to ride a bicycle in New York City. You couldn't pay me to ride a bicycle. I think you'd take your life in your hands.
Donnie, that's a platform for your mayoral run. I would vote for you with that we really need to have bikes having to test because they just turn right in front of you. It's very dangerous.
I know. I'm just telling you.
You're so right. Oh.
And now they're going to have scooters. I think they're legalizing scooters, two classes of scooters in the city. So that'll really make it a little more chaotic. Stress.
I'm stressed already.
I have some questions I'm going to take in a second. But this is something I would do. Tell me if you do. Now, seven friends, okay, this is something I would love. Seven friends chipped in and bought a mansion so they can all live together when they're old. You know, and say they dreamed of having a luxurious place to hang out with. They hang out when they were young. But then they said, well, what happens when we get old? And they spotted this big mansion that needed work in the suburbs of someplace in China. I can't pronounce it. And they decided to make that their retirement home. They're all in their 30s, so they're planning ahead. Okay, they're in their 30s, and they must have a lot of money because they spent $4 million to renovate and decorate the place. It's astonishing, they say. It looks great. They created their very own tea pavilion because they love tea. They have wondrous views, and it's about 7,000 square foot home. And I guess, you know, they're planning ahead, and I guess I wonder if they're going to rent it. They say they would get together when they were 60, and they would live life retired together. So I guess they're retiring at 60, or at least before then. And the women have been best friends since they're 20 years. And I think that's kind of nice if you can afford it, but you don't need to spend whatever they did. You can buy something out in the, you know, somewhere upstate or someplace and, you know, where there's tons of land. You get something cheap and you can kind of chip in with your friends and you can get a mortgage from Ace with very little money down. And you could kind of hopefully rent it. And then you could probably all retire together. It's better than being in a home, I think.
Are you going to do this, Dottie? Are you going to do it?
Listen, it was my idea. Like years ago, I said, listen, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to chip in and buy something. And then we can all, you know, sometimes you tell the same stories. Like my dad used to tell me stories, but I heard them 10 times already. And we could all just talk about our stories and you know, get a cook and just be together and hang out. I think it'd be great.
I like the cook idea. That's really good.
Anna from Yonkers. Hi, Anna.
Dottie, we have a break, actually. So why don't we have Anna hang on?
I just want Anna to tell you we'll take the call right after the break, so hang in there. We'll be right back. Okay, 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622.
What can Abraham Lincoln teach lawyers? That's the fascinating essence of this week's Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi. His guest is a nationally known attorney who happens to be an expert on Lincoln's speeches. He's Patrick Malone. It's a captivating hour of history and contemporary events, and you'll be amazed at how it can help your presentation skills on the job. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970 The Answer.
Monday night, the Xavier Musketeers take on the St. John's Red Storm at Madison Square Garden. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:10, tip-off at 6:30. Catch all the action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
They really appreciate what she's done as a sister as well as a soldier and, you know, supporting their country.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join.
Family members that are soldiers in the Army National Guard inspire and influence, setting a path for others.
It's validating knowing that, you know, I kind of did my part to make sure this is what they actually wanted and that they feel the same way I do. I'm really proud that we get to help shape the future, and I know that my sisters are going to be amazing soldiers.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share in.
A lot of pride, and they're just out there doing something every day and then serving their country as well.
I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
2020 is the year your business is going to thrive.
Or will it?
Resolve to use digital marketing to your advantage with the help from the pros at Salem Surround. Whether you're just testing the waters of digital marketing or already have a plan in place that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. Face it, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Want more of AM 970 The Answer and our hosts? Then interact with us. Follow us on Twitter for breaking news, what's coming up on the radio, thoughts from our hosts, deals from our advertisers, and more. Our handle is at AM 970 The Answer. Come on, tweet with us.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. What's not to love? Your guests are going to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience. It's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out every single year for our big client cruise event. Go ahead and start planning your standout event today. Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, an anniversary celebration, impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM 970 The Answer for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
It's I on Real Estate. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622.
Here's Douglas Elliman's CEO, Dottie Herman.
We're back. You're listening to Ion Real Estate. The number is 866-970-9622. And I want to take a call from Anna from Yonkers. Good morning, Anna. How are you this morning? Are you freezing? Well, you're not out yet.
Good morning, Dottie. I love listening to your show. You cover everything.
Thanks, Anna.
It's beautiful. Now, here's my suggestion. A case of champagne, good quality chocolate, and maybe an orchid.
I like that.
Wow. I love that. You mean for the royal family?
For the royal family, because not everyone eats food brought in. You don't know where you got it or if you cooked
yes.
it or whatever. They don't really know you nowadays. So, you know, this is what I've been hearing. So
I love that idea. So you say a bottle of champagne.
Well, it could be more than one. You know, one bottle,
yes.
Dottie, you know how it is. You pour it and it's gone. I never go anywhere with one bottle.
I could drink with
Anna,
you, Anna.
I like you.
I like you.
I like your style.
Yeah.
I like your style. Anna. And the orchid? What do you?
Very expensive. They could either drink it or they could give it to somebody who enjoys it. One other thing, Dottie, you just mentioned about those friends living together in a mansion. It's such a wonderful thing. My mom in Florida, she turned 90. God bless her.
Congrats.
She said that what they have is they live together in a home, and then it turns into like an assisted living with hired help that would come in, and they would stay there till they pass on.
Yes, you know, Anna, they're doing a lot of that now, and I think it's great. So that, like, so you can age in place. You know, you can. They have these. They're usually townhouses or, you know, detached houses, and usually there's all different phases of it. So, like, when you go and you start, you're fine. You know, you can do everything on your own. You're maybe still working, and then mm-hmm. then you stay in the same group. And then you might need somebody to help you cook or things of that nature. And then you get to know everyone. And, you know, sometimes if you think about it, when you live in a home, like a residential home, and you get older, sometimes you can become isolated. And that's why I always tell people on the holidays, knock on your neighbor's door. But I think it's a great idea. Congratulations to your mom. She's 90.
Yes, and she and her sister was her sister was just buried on Thursday. She's 94. And the reason she didn't live a lot longer is because of the nursing home that she was in. You know, unnecessary medication and everything. Their sister lived till 97. One of the other things about, and she lives in Port Orange, Daytona Beach near Ponce Inlet, beautiful place. It's the only place you want to be.
Well, thank you, Anna, for your advice. And I really think that's a great idea. And have a great day. And thank you. And that orchid tops it all. Thanks, Anna.
And the more than one bottle.
Yes.
Dottie, I now learned you got to go with more than one bottle. I've been doing this wrong.
A couple of bottles and an orchid and, you know, some chocolate candies. It's a great idea.
We're ready.
I have Gennaro on the phone. Gennaro from Brooklyn. Hi, Gennaro. Yes. Good morning on this freezing cold day.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Mrs. Herman. Okay.
How can we...
My question, yes?
Yes. So you said, what is your question that you want to talk about?
Right. My question is, I own an empty lot or land. It's 20 by 100. And I don't know anything about land, you know, selling land or anything like that. And I want to know in my area... how could I know about finding out what would be like the appropriate for the current rates going on now?
Because okay, so what you're going to have to do is leave us a number to get you, because we'd have to know the address or whatever, and then you have to look up the section, block, and lot number and see what it's zoned for. You know, see what the zoning is, and then once you know what it's zoned for,
there was a house there.
So what Dottie's asking, though, and what she's saying, and it's so smart, Dottie, is that, yeah, there's a house, but what could be there? And based on what could be there, it would really change the valuation. I don't know, Gennaro, if you've ever walked around and you said, they should have a bowling alley there, or they should open a cleaners there. But did you know they might not be able to because of the zoning?
Maybe it would be zoned for two family or three. You know what? If you leave the station a number or an email or something, a way we can get a hold of you, because I can't tell you a value.
I could write you the information in a letter.
Sure, sure.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. And
what's the address of 970?
why don't you speak to the station and they'll help you out with everything?
Yeah,
just call them up and let them know.
Yeah, when you hang up, just leave it with the man that's answering, that takes the phone calls. We'll give you the address and then put it to my attention.
Okay, good.
Dottie,
and we'll definitely help you out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gennaro.
You.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's true. You know, you never know what something can go on. So you always want to look up the zoning to see what you can build there before you decide. Because like Andrew said, there could be a better or higher use. You know, I've been speaking a lot lately, and I was telling somebody here that I'm speaking a lot about, they don't ask as much about real estate because even though, you know, everything is about politics now and what's disrupting our universe. But since everything is about politics and I don't ever get political, we decided to look up where the five Democratic front runners head after their campaign trail.
So where they live?
Well, in South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg snapped up a foreclosure in a historic neighborhood for $125,000 in 2009. The home is now worth nearly twice what he paid for it. In Williamson, Delaware, former Vice President Joe Biden and his wife Jill Biden spent $350,000 to buy a lot on a lake. Now real estate veterans say the home they built on the property is worth $2 million or more. But they paid
$350,000. I should have bought that.
For it.
Smart.
Yeah.
That's
well,
good
everyone says that when they didn't buy, right? We all can
right?
we say we
yep.
can be multimillionaires.
You know
Senator,
what I say.
Yeah, everyone says, oh, yeah, like I could have and should have, but you didn't, okay?
Yeah.
Senator Elizabeth Warren lives in a striking Victorian in one of the most desirable areas in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Real estate agents say it's worth nearly 10 times what she paid for it in 1995. So it's millions. And agents also say the vacation retreat in Vermont, purchased in 2016 by Bernie Sanders and his wife, Jane O'Meara Sanders, has almost certainly increased in value. I don't know where it is. The real estate holdings of some of the contenders may run in the millions, but they pale in comparison to the residential portfolio of Michael Bloomberg, the former New York City mayor who owns, among other things, an historic Hamptons estate, a Bermuda beach house, a townhouse on New York's Upper East Side. Presidential historian Douglas Brinkley said Mr. Bloomberg, who has reported a net worth of $60 billion,
wow,
is the richest person ever to have run for president. We've never seen anyone with this kind of financial arsenal, he said. Listen, if you look at some of the self-made millionaires, a lot of them did it in real estate. Pete Buttigieg, his real estate is modest compared to everybody else. You know, his home is really, the current value is about $230 million. So, but he still made money on it, and it's like anything else.
More than doubled. It was a good investment.
Yeah. Mr. Sanders has, three homes, two in his home state of Vermont and another in Washington, D.C. His property is roughly 3 miles from Burlington City Hall and has four bedrooms, and it's about 2,400 square feet, according to Zillow, and it's about $439,500. Well, you know, really, I think we get jaded with prices because if you live around the city, it's so expensive that you can't even imagine. Washington, D.C. is expensive, too. Senator Warren, she has in Massachusetts. So all these people have real estate and they believe in real estate. And as I tell you, I think it's a great time to buy real estate. I'm going to tell you some more tips on where to invest in real estate if you're looking. I think we are coming up with a break. I will finish this and I'll give you some some secrets about investing in real estate. Everyone asks, where should I invest? Where should I invest? And I'll tell you a little bit. 866-970-9622. 866-970-9622.
Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances, up to 40% off appliance special buys, like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $18.98. You get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, gas extra, see store for details, valid through February 26th.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
2020 is the year your business is going to thrive.
Or will it?
Resolve to use digital marketing to your advantage with the help from the pros at Salem Surround. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka is feeling momentum.
What do we find about the people who are going to rallies held by President Donald Trump? Between 30 and 40% are Democrats. Guys, America is changing. Something incredible, something exciting is happening.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
It's I on Real Estate. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. Here's Douglas Elliman's CEO, Dottie Herman.
We're back, and I didn't even realize we have a shorter show today. It's 11:30.
Yes, Syracuse basketball. I'm bummed out. They're taking our show, Dottie.
I know.
They're taking our show.
We have to interrupt them once, Andrew. I think we should.
We should talk homes.
Yes,
in the middle. We'll just go on and talk about houses.
Yeah, and we'll see which one they listen to more. Well, it depends if it's a boring game or not.
Right.
Oh, right. So, anyway, I was just I thought this was kind of funny. Listen to this scam that a man did. I mean, I don't want you to try it, but I just thought it was funny, okay? This man uses his pet rodents to scam hotels into free stays. Okay, now, listen,
gross.
This is really... But listen to what this man did. I mean, think about it. A Utah man is facing criminal charges after police discovered he was releasing rats and hamsters into various hotels. And then he would go and complain to the staff to get compensated with a free room. Like he would go with his, he would release rats and hamsters. He'd say, oh, my God, I saw a rat. There's a rat in the room. And then he would go complain. And they say his name is Ryan Sintel State. And he pulled off this stunt in three hotels in Utah, according to the police. But they believe that he's probably done it more than that. And the rodents did end up actually damaging the hotel rooms, costing property owners thousands of dollars to hire pest controls to remove the creatures from the rooms and clean up the leftover mess. But it wasn't worth it because now it's a Class B misdemeanor charge with three counts of criminal mischief and charges of theft by deception. Now, really?
Who has a pet rat? That's the part I want to know.
No, he doesn't have a pet rat. He bought rats.
He said they're his pets.
Well, he bought them. I didn't say he was a pet. He bought them, and he bought hamsters and rats. And then he released them. He would go stay in a hotel. Then he would release them. And then he would go down to the, say, oh, my God, I'm horrified. I can't stay here. There's a rat in my room.
Oh.
And then to compensate him for his, I mean, the hotel mortified, then they would say, all right, you'll get a free room. And that's how he would get free rooms. It was a scam. He bought them and let them out.
If there were rats in the hotel, I wouldn't want to stay there for years.
Well, I wouldn't either. That would be the first sign to me that there was a giveaway.
To leave.
Because if there were rats in the room, I'd want my money back. I wouldn't want to be staying there. Okay, unless they, maybe they said, well, we have a different room and there's no rats there. I don't know.
I don't think it's for me. I would... How do you check for rats? Like, I would be so far from that hotel, Dottie.
You and me both.
All right.
One time, I just have to tell you this. One time I had just moved. I was renting in the city. I'd just come to run Douglas Elliman. And it wasn't a rat. I think it was a mouse or so. I don't know what it was. I freaked out. I called up. They came up to try to catch it. They couldn't catch it. And then they told me, oh, well, leave peanut butter. I said, leave peanut butter. They go, yeah, they like peanut butter. And get a mouse trap. And then they had these, like, electrical things you put into the wall. I couldn't stay there. I left. I just left.
Gone.
I was afraid. Okay.
And that was a mouse.
And the guy
imagine
said,
it was a rat.
Welcome to New York.
Oh, no. No.
Yes. He said, welcome to New York.
And how much did you say prices were in New York?
Oh, wow. It.
Wow, to get a rat.
Well, you really have to be careful. And, you can't have any holes, like, under the sink or anything. It's a whole thing. But anyhow, I was going to talk a lot about 2020, but I'm going to speed it up because we have a short show. You know, 2020, we had I think New York City prices went up over the decade about 25%. So, if you look at the last decade, if you bought something in New York City, you made money. And going forward, the inventory levels look like they're going to be tough on the entry-level markets. There's going to be supply and demand, then there's not going to be a big supply. There'll be more demand because the millennials are ready to buy. But listen to this, and this is when I talk about investing. If, they say that Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Disney are getting places in New York City, and they're snapping up big chunks of real estate for their new offices that are supposed to come out next year. I think that's supposed to be done next year.
Lots of them, yeah.
Right. Now, unless you really live in the city and you're joining, you're going to get one of these great jobs, because I think New York City is becoming more of a tech haven now. So that's good news, and there's going to be a lot of jobs. But if you don't already live in the city and you're looking for a place to live in the middle of the shortage of the, in the entry-level markets, and it's only going to get more competitive as these companies open up. Because Amazon announced plans to open an office with 1,500 employees in Hudson Yards by 2021. Facebook is setting up shop in Hudson Yards, and they will occupy 1.5 million square feet across 30 floors. Google is building Google Hudson Square, which is going to be a campus, which is more than double its current New York City workforce of 7,000. And it goes on and on and on. So these people are going to need places to live. So when you're looking to buy in the city, and for those of you who live in the outside of New York City, everything is about transit, getting to someplace, how you use the transit system. So some of the hot spots are going to be for all these people to rent is Long Island City, because if you live or work in Hudson Yards, where a lot of these companies are going to, you take the 7th train and you can make it and work to less than 30 minutes. And that's kind of what it's about. You know, a lot of people don't have cars in the city. In the suburbs, if you don't have a car, you're like dead. But, at least, you know, in the city, it's all about transit. And Long Island City is a healthy neighborhood. So that's one place. And also Greenpoint in Brooklyn is also an option. That commute to Hudson Yards is a bit longer. It's about 40 minutes, but still manageable. Another place to consider. Now, if you're looking for investment properties and you're thinking to buy something that you want to invest in, rent, these are good spots to buy in. Another place is in Queens, a bit more affordable, Sunnyside. And the 7 train stops at 46th Street. And you can get to Hudson Yards in 40 minutes. And it's all about the millennials don't want to drive 4 hours. They don't have to have a car, and they're close to the city. So Sunnyside's another place that will be a good place for people who need who get jobs there to live. If you want to live in Manhattan, and you can check out Kips Bay, where you'll find nearby nightlife and affordability. And you can hop on the express bus at 34th Street and be at Hudson Yards in less than 30 minutes. And there's a Trader Joe's around there, too. So these are, and a lot of people are going to be sharing apartments. The uppers, you know, even though the upper East Side is, they're calling it a geriatric ward. I don't think it's a geriatric ward, but it says, you know, that people are just going there because it's cheaper, actually, than being downtown. If you work in Hudson Yards, you know, probably the prices there are going to be too high. But in New York City, these are the neighborhoods that are poised for major change. The Lower East Side, Sunset Park, okay, and Staten Island, South Shore, Bushwick, South Bronx. By the way, if you've seen South Bronx, what they're doing to it, it's unbelievable. It's kind of late. They're really developing it. So when you're looking at investments and you want to buy something, look at the infrastructure. Look at what they're building. Look at if you see new developments and if you see stores opening and infrastructure. But we are really going to have a push for apartment affordability because rents are going to go higher and higher and higher. And what I will talk about next week, I didn't realize we had the shortest show, is what that we've gotten a generation that is going to want to live close to the city, but as they age, as the millennials age and they start having kids, they might not be able to afford the city. So they're going to look at places right outside of the city, suburbs outside the city, which will be, it's a trend called hipsterbia.
And those say it again. I like that. Yeah. Hipsterbia.
Yes.
I like
hipsterbia.
That.
And that'll be millennials.
We should make t-shirts that say that.
Yeah.
Hipsterbia.
But like, you know what we should, you know, I always talk about things and sometimes don't do them, but you know, these are where you would maybe find land outside the city because like, you know, in some of the suburbs surrounding it, and maybe build attached houses. And what they're going to want, they're going to want yoga bars, and they're going to want connectivity, you know, and they're going to want, you know, kind of friendly, environmental friendly construction. They're going to want stores that don't, you know, stores and restaurants that don't close up at 7:30. Like I'm telling the suburbs, if you want to be viable, you got to keep the places open a little bit longer because they want things that stay open. I told you they experimented. I might have told you last week. I don't remember, but they've experimented in China with a virtual restaurant that you just, you know, it uses face recognition or fingerprints, and you can just go in the store and get whatever you want at any time.
I like that. So, I don't like talking to the people at the restaurant. That's very cool. I don't know if you've been to an Applebee's where they give you a menu on, is it Applebee's or is it Chili's? And they give you a menu on a tablet, and you could order on the tablet. It's my favorite.
Sounds great.
It's really good.
Ace, are you really so busy with refinancing and things of that nature?
Oh, it's so busy, Dottie. It's almost at an all-time high right now where so many people are refinancing. There's a lot of activity. You know, it seems like it's an early spring market. So it's been a crazy start of 2020, to say the least. So
yeah, I'm sure you're going crazy. It's probably so busy.
Crazy.
I think, didn't the groundhog see his shadow? So you probably right. We're supposed to have a short winter. Hopefully that's true, right? I mean, it's cold today, but it really hasn't been that bad, right?
Well, it's freezing today, Dottie. So, you know, hopefully spring is
real cold.
But remember, I stressed it last week. I'm going to keep on stressing it and keep on driving it into your heads. If you haven't taken the time to see if it benefits you to refinance, what are the interest rates now?
3.375 for a 30-year fixed.
3.375. Okay, you really need to call Ace or call the radio station and leave your name, 866-970-9622. And it costs nothing to find out if it makes sense for you to refinance. But, you know, you have an opportunity. Like I said, it's an election year. They probably won't raise, I don't think, but you never know. They probably will keep interest rates low until the election's over, but who knows what will happen afterwards, right? So, and if you're a buyer or a seller, look, if you're a buyer, take advantage of the fact that interest rates are so low, so people have more buying power. They can afford to buy more, right? And if you're all three of us have
refinanced too, Dottie. So we're doing it. Yeah,
we're all doing it ourselves. It's probably the third time I've done it. But I have Ace. He's like, Dottie, you need to and I've done it three times already. So
and everyone else knows Ace now too from listening to the show. So when you know Ace, it gets much easier. Would you say ace.w@citizens? Is that what they got to do?
That's it, Andrew. Pretty easy. Ace.
I like it.
@citizensbank.com.
That's how we do.
And really, I just want to emphasize, you've got to really think about it because so many people just don't get around to it because it's busy. Now, Ace, if you have student loans, is there anything you can do about, you can't refinance them? Because I know people with student loans that are pretty high interest rates. Is there anything you can do with student loans?
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up, Dottie. So Citizens Bank, we have one of the lowest rates for student loans, and we can refinance your student loans. So a lot of people have that misconception, Dottie, that you can't refinance student loans and you're stuck with it from college. But if you have high debt, high student loans, give us a call and we'll help you navigate in terms of getting a lower rate. So, you know,
that's great because I think that's a misconception because I think people think they can't refinance.
Exactly.
And maybe they couldn't at one time, but student loans is a big burden on people. And if you can refinance, so if you are listening to the show or you get the show and you know somebody who's got student loans, make sure you call us at 866-970-9622 or go to citizensbank.com. I think we're going to have a break soon and we will be right back with our episode insurance expert. 866-970-9622. We'll be right back after. Phil, I'll get your call right after the News. 866-970-9622. We'll be back right after this.
I'm going home to the place where I belong. Where your love has always been enough for me. I'm not running from. No, I think you got me all wrong. I don't regret this life chose for me.
Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman is sponsored by Citizens Bank N.A.